Agency, by Gardner Collier Jewelry, and by True Value of Oskaloosa, by Modern Floor Covering and Boyle and Henderson, and by Jody McCoy Hometown Real Estate, by GMP Insurance, and McGriff's of New Sharon and McGriff's of Fremont. Also by Wendell Campbell State Farm, Community First Credit Union, by Mahaska, and by Motor Inn in Knoxville. And now, in high fidelity, here's Jamie Brockman and Brett Dowd.
All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the big show, Wells Fargo Arena. And the 2018 Iowa Boys High School State Basketball Tournament. We're getting ready for a big, huge Class 3A semifinal. Going to feature the Oskaloosa Indians taking on the Waverly Shellrock Gohawks. And, of course, on the line, only a berth in Friday night state championship game. And for Oskaloosa, it would be the first time ever in boys basketball that they would play for a title should they get through today and get to that game on Friday night. Thanks a lot for joining us and taking time out of your day today. Alongside Brett Dowd, my name is Jamie Brockman. Back at the studios in Albion, Joe Millage running the controls for us. And you are tuned in to the Wendell Campbell State Farm Agency pre-game show here on Thunder Country 96.7 KIIC. Well, Brett, Oskaloosa started out a little sluggish on Tuesday in the quarterfinal against Sergeant Bluff Luton, but boy, did they adjust at halftime, and they came out on fire. They hit three straight three-pointers, got right back in the game, never looked back, outscored Sergeant Bluff Luton, I think it was 40-19 in the second half, and cruised to this semifinal round.
Yeah, I feel like our team made this place their second home that second half. We became very comfortable with the surroundings. We started playing with a lot of confidence, and it was sparked by Xavier with his big first half and playing with confidence, and that's what we needed Xavier to do. He's used to the big the big highlight time atmospheres because he plays in front of all those scouts during the summer, and it didn't faze him one bit.
No.
And then a lot of our other guys picked up off of his confidence, and we played as well as we have all year that second half.
Absolutely. Going to need that kind of effort again today. Waverly Shellrock is the number 7 seed in this tournament. Oskaloosa, number 3 seed. However, Waverly Shellrock is riding a huge wave of momentum right now. They came in, they upset the number 2 seed, Mount Pleasant, in the quarterfinals on Tuesday to get to this game. So, you know, they look at that number 7 seed and doesn't mean anything to them. They're here to play basketball and win.
Yeah, from what I've seen, they are going to be a lot different than anything we've seen. They're big, physical, scrappy. They don't really look like basketball players, but they're just straight athletes that get after it.
They are, and they are very, very physical. And that is something that really, Brett, Oskaloosa, I don't know that we've seen a team as physical as what we'll see today with Waverly Shellrock all year.
That's the question mark, because we are not necessarily a physical team. We're an extremely skilled team. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens as the game gets started and we work our way through it.
All right. Well, going on right now on the floor is the other 3A semifinal, and it's number 1 seed Cedar Rapids Xavier taking on Glenwood. And of course, Glenwood, the team that knocked off Norwalk with a huge second half on Tuesday in the quarterfinals. And I tell you what, this is a game. We've got 6 minutes and 46 seconds to go in the game, and it's Xavier 45, Glenwood 43. The winner will play either Oskaloosa or Waverly Shellrock for the 3A title on Friday night. This is as good or better than I thought this game would be. I mean, it's rocking right now in this arena.
Yeah, your initial thought is, okay, we want Glenwood to pull the upset because you just hear their Cedar Rapids Xavier, big school, and we know them. We played them in football. But as you watch this game, Glenwood has some ballers. They got some guards that can really score. So it's going to be a challenge no matter what, and that's what it should be when you get to this point.
Absolutely. Well, as we go back and talk a little bit about these two teams, Oskaloosa and Waverly Shellrock. I'll tell you that Waverly Shellrock, we said they're the number 7 seed. They have a record of 19-6. They were the conference champions in the Northeast Iowa Conference. Now, one thing about Waverly Shellrock is they kind of live at the state basketball tournament, literally. Between their entire history, whether it was just Waverly or whether it was Waverly Shellrock, they have 27 total state tournament appearances as a school, and that is second best all time But they've been here 7 of the last 8 years, Brett. They know this stage well.
Since I got into the coaching gig 10 years ago, any year that I have come to watch state basketball, Waverly Shawrock has been here. So this is not new to them.
No. And, of course, Oskaloosa making their first state tournament appearance since 1996. So we'll see if that plays any factor in this game at all. One advantage is it's going to be interesting to see how Waverly Shawrock goes about this game. I expect, Brett, that they're going to try to slow down this pace and play keep away a little bit from Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa averages 70 points a game. Waverly Shawrock averages 55. So if Waverly Shawrock can slow this game down and keep the score in the low mid-50s, maybe low 60s, I think that favors them a lot. Oskaloosa needs to find a way to run and gun.
Yeah, and against Mount Pleasant, what I noticed about them is they're just extremely scrappy. They're looking for turnovers and easy buckets, because if you look at their field goal percentages, they don't really shoot it at a high mark. I think their highest three-point percentage field goal is 36%, and he has 43 threes on the year. And we have Spencer Tucker and Tanner DeCock shooting 42, 47%. Spencer has 56 threes, and we spread the ball out a lot, but they only have two guys that shoot the three ball. So there's not a lot of offensive firepower on their side. But they're going to try to look to get easy buckets just through hard play and scrappiness and offensive rebounding. That's going to be huge for us. We need to make sure we secure the boards.
Yeah, the Gohawks, they shoot 47% as a team from the field, 32% from three-point land, 65% at the free throw line. Oskaloosa shoots 55% as a team from the field. They are 40% from three-point land, and they shoot, about 60, where I lost it, 61% on the season at the free throw line for Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa averages about 30 rebounds a game compared to 24 for Waverly Shawrock. And again, on the scoreboard, Oski averaging 70 points per game and Waverly Shawrock averaging 55 points per game. Well, you are listening to the Wendell Campbell State Farm Agent pregame show here on Thunder Country 96.7 FM KIIC. We are right at half court, courtside. You can't get a better vantage point than what we can bring you here today. Alongside Brett Dowd, I'm Jamie Brockman. Back in the studios is Joe Millage. We've got a long pregame to come as we're still about 35, 40 minutes away from tip-off. We're going to hear again from the Oskaloosa players, and we'll hear from Oskaloosa coach Ryan Parker, all leading up to the tip-off between number 3 seed Oskaloosa and number 7 seed Waverly Shawrock. It's all coming up. Right now we're going to take it to break, and we will be back at Wells Fargo Arena in just a couple of minutes.
John Messenger started a kids podcast from his home with his son Griffin. He dreams of inspiring other parents to create something with their kids. American Family Insurance is helping to make that dream happen right now.
Dad, what else does a monster look like?
It was so huge.
John's podcast began at home, and your dreams can too. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Contact Phil Griffin, agent, 628-1581.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
All Good Trucking sends a shout-out to nephew Ryan Yates and the rest of the Oskaloosa basketball team. All Good Trucking, serving all of Iowa and Missouri, hauling machinery, livestock, grain, feed, and hay. Call Steve or Steve at All Good Trucking today at 641-777-4345. 641-777-4345.
We're the One. We're the one jewelry store you'll ever need. The one place to go to for the most brilliant diamonds. The one to go to for colored gemstones, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that dazzle the eye with color. And no one does fashion rings, bridal sets, and bracelets that are guaranteed to excite like Gardner Collier Jewelry, where the area's largest selection of fine jewelry is now on sale. Choose Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall, Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa.
Spring is coming. Are you ready? McGriff's is. They're taking delivery daily on everything to help you spring forward. Stop in for lawn seed, weed control, fertilizer, mulch, chainsaws, and more. For those bigger jobs, McGriff's carries Femco sprayers and spreaders for your ATV. McGriff's is also your paint supply store. Check out their all-new Minwax aisle. And don't forget to feed the birds. McGriff's has seed and feeders. McGriff's in Fremont and New Sharon, just a short drive from your place.
On the court, all-stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about your coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even all-stars need an assist. You can call me, your good neighbor agent, Wendell Campbell in Oskaloosa today, and we'll help combine your home and auto and enjoy the savings. See us at 807 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa or find us on the internet at insureoski.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Oh, look at the creativeness of Joe Millage back at the KIIC studios, doing a little dancing in the dark. Well, we're dancing under the bright lights here in March Madness at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, and the madness of the 2018 Iowa Boys High School State Basketball Tournament. Tell you what, I've been here all week for every second. I'm doing a bunch of different things, working with the Iowa High School Sports Network through KIIC. I'm helping out the TV a little bit here and there on some of the TV broadcasts. I'm covering Oskaloosa here on Thunder Country. I've seen every second of this tournament, and it is madness. I'm telling you what, it's one of the best weeks of the year.
And one of the things that I've noticed in the time that I've been here, the game before Oski and the game after Oski, is the building seems to fill up when we're here.
It does. It does. I saw Oskaloosa fans coming in like at noon today already. So
Amanda got after me for not getting out of school earlier.
Really?
She wanted to get here so she'd get a seat.
Wow. Is another big send-off back home today for the team with the kids? Or
We didn't do that, but the kids are really excited. They had their Rise as One shirts that you see the lime green all over the place. So a lot of excitement still.
Yeah, we got a mix of the lime green Rise as One shirts and the white Oskaloosa State basketball T-shirts. I have mine on, by the way, but it's a little cold down here on the floor at Wells Fargo Arena. For those of you that don't know, obviously they play hockey here with the Iowa Wild, and underneath of this floorboard is the ice. So we're literally sitting, we're sitting in a chair, but our feet and everything are right on top of that floorboard, which covers the ice, and it's a little chilly. So I decided to wear a sweater today over top of the Oskaloosa shirt, so I apologize for that.
Wise man.
It is on underneath, though. All right, well, update on the 3A semifinal between Xavier and Glenwood. 3 minutes and 25 seconds remain. They're in a timeout right now, and Xavier leads 54-53, Brett. This one is coming down to the wire. Free throws, execution, turnovers. That's going to be big in the final 3 minutes of this one.
Yeah, as we've been talking here, I've just been paying attention off and on. And the score has gone back and forth every single time. Every time I look up, someone else is in the league. Big play happening here, big play happening there. So it's going to come down to the wire, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And I don't know who we want. I honestly don't. I don't know if it matters at this point, play who we play, but both teams look pretty solid.
Well, I think obviously when you get to a state championship game at the 3A level, no matter who you're playing, is going to be a good quality team that has a lot of weapons. So either way, you're going to face a good team and you're going to get tested. I personally think we would match up better with Glenwood than Xavier, but we'll wait and see.
And Xavier's coming off of state titles, so they have that confidence. So it might be better to play a team that is still trying to prove themselves, but they're doing a nice job. They're not backing down one bit to Xavier.
Such a powerhouse athletically is Cedar Rapids Xavier. Look what they did in football. I mean, did anybody expect what they did to Solon? Did anybody expect what they did to Pella? No. I remember when Xavier beat Solon in the semifinals, I thought, holy cow, that helps Pella a lot, because I didn't think Pella could play with Solon. Well, found out quickly they couldn't play with Xavier either.
Yeah, we played both teams during the season, and there's no way I would have guessed that score. I would have had Solon that way, if anything, because Solon was so physical. But that just goes to show you how talented Xavier is and how confident Xavier is in all sports.
3:11 left to go. It's now tied 54-54. And Glenwood at the free throw line. Want to shout out our sponsors that make our coverage possible this week from Wells Fargo Arena. I want to say thanks to All Good Trucking, Motor Inn of Knoxville, Mahaska Bottling in Oskaloosa, Community First Credit Union, McGriff's of New Sharon and Fremont, also GMP Insurance, Joydy McCoy Real Estate, Boyle and Henderson, Modern Floor Covering, True Value in Oskaloosa, Penn Central Eye Clinic and Dr. Jim Els, Gardner Collier Jewelry, also American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency, and Also want to remind you that our pregame, of course, is being brought to you by Wendell Campbell, State Farm agent in Oskaloosa. So thanks to all of you for making our coverage this week possible here at Wells Fargo Arena. Hopefully we get one more big one to go. Here's the scenario, by the way. Win or lose today, Oskaloosa will play tomorrow. If we lose this game, we'll play for third place at 10:30 tomorrow morning against the loser of this game. If we win today, we play for it all tomorrow night at 6:30 in the 3A championship against the winner of this game. But either way, we're going to see the Indians on the hardwood here two more times at Wells Fargo Arena.
Two more games, and we talked about the other day that there aren't a lot of teams in the state that can say they played on the last day of high school basketball in Iowa, in the state of Iowa. So that's a huge accomplishment for our program.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's start breaking down this matchup a little bit. Talk about Waverly Shellrock. Luke Zelke is a name that you're going to hear a lot. He averages 12 points a game and 3 rebounds. Big basket there by Glenwood, if you can hear the eruption in the arena. Glenwood has a 5-point lead on Xavier with 2 minutes to go. Glenwood looking for two big upsets in this tournament on their way to the finals.
The big play was a score by Glenwood, and then they stole the inbound right on the basket, a lazy pass, and put it up. But now Xavier just answered with a 3-pointer.
Yeah, it's going down to the wire, man. Minute 38 to go. 59-57, Glenwood leads Xavier by two. So Luke Velke is a name you'll hear a lot. 12 points a game, and thanks to Wendell Campbell, you're going to hear Wendell Campbell in a little bit. He went to practice yesterday and got a fresh chat with all 5 Oskaloosa starters and Coach Ryan Parker, which we're going to feature on our pregame show leading up to tip-off. But also, I got a scouting report from Coach Parker, and it broke down each player for Waverly Shellrock and how they plan to attack. And I can tell you that they plan to put Jared Cruz on Luke Velke defensively. I think that should be a good matchup.
Yeah, from what I've seen, we usually put Cruz on the other team's best offensive scorer as far as a big man is concerned. And then we all know who's going to take on the challenge of the best guard, and that's going to be DeCock.
Yep, and DeCock is going to be guarding Jake Seward, who averages 10 points a game. He pretty much runs the Gohawk offense. Very, very strong guard, and Tanner DeCock is going to be in his face all game long. I don't know if he's ever seen a defender like Tanner will defend him today.
No, he's going to get some body contact, that's for sure.
All right, then Messiah Newsom, averaging 9 points, 5 rebounds a game. He is a big, banging body in the paint. Very, very physical. And Xavier Foster is going to try to slow him down today.
I think there's pretty much a guarantee that you're looking at a D1, D2 football player going against a D1 basketball player in that situation. Newsom is 6'6", but in every inch that he's short of Xavier, he makes up for with muscle and just girth. He's a big dude, and he's physical.
Another solid guard for Waverly Shellrock is Braden Holmquist. He averages 6 points a game, and Spencer Tucker is going to draw him defensively, and that should be a fun matchup to watch between two really good guards.
Yeah, we have 6'1", and Spencer's 6'. So I haven't seen them enough to know exactly what his stature is, but it says he shoots the 27% from the three-point line. Not a major score for him, 6 points, 2.5 rebounds, 41%, so that's probably a good matchup for us.
The other starter for Waverly Shellrock will be Jordan Downing. Averages 3 points a game. He's a screener. He doesn't do a lot of scoring, but he sets up a lot of scoring just by setting screens and confusing the defense, if you will. And we're going to have Cole Henry guarding him. So, again, you know, Cole Henry, man, I tell you, he doesn't have the biggest body. Yes, he's 6'9", but he plays like he's got a big body. He's not afraid of anybody.
Yeah, I don't know if I know enough about them to say this with confidence, but, you know, if Cole's guarding a kid that isn't going to shoot the ball that much and is more of a screener, he really needs to play off of that and make sure he's helping our guards, because we want to keep their guards from getting in the lane. That's something I talked about last game.
Yep.
And they're big physical guards, too, so we need all the help we can get from keeping them away from the hoop and helping out down low.
Another player that's not in the starting lineup for Waverly Shellrock but is a very big producer for them is Jacob Bay,
I would say, yeah.
And he averages 8 points, 5 rebounds a game. Very aggressive post player. Trey Angel will play a lot, 4 points a game. He's a solid guard for the Gohawks as well. So those are the key players in this matchup for Waverly Shellrock. And then as you look at Oskaloosa, of course, hey, it's the 7 guys that have been doing it all year long. Jared Cruz, 16.7 rebounds a game. He leads the 3A tournament right now in rebounding after the quarterfinals. 11 rebounds on Tuesday for Jared Cruz. Cole Henry, 15.7 rebounds a game. Averages 6 assists per game. He's right up there in the assist leaders as well after the quarterfinals. Xavier Foster, what else can you say about him? 13 points, 8 rebounds, 4 blocks a game. He leads the tournament in block shots with, I think he had 3 on Tuesday. And he also is right up there in scoring after that 18-point performance on Tuesday. Spencer Tucker, 11 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists per game. And then you bring in the bench players, Ryan Yates, 6 points a game, solid free throw shooter, good long range shooter. Tanner DeCock, Mr. Defense, 5 points a game, always seems to hit a big shot when you need it. And then, of course, Tucker Nunnekoven, 3 points a game, but does so many other things that just don't show up in the stat
book. Yeah, he's a spark plug. Yep. He's a spark plug. Been that way all year. He comes in, gives us good minutes, and gets us rolling sometimes.
All right, well, we are under a minute to go now in the first 3A semifinal. 43 seconds to go, in fact. There's a timeout, and Glenwood leads 63-61 over Xavier. So it's not done yet. Stick around. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we will update you on how this Glenwood-Xavier game turns out. And then we'll kind of turn things over to Wendell Campbell and hear from the Oskaloosa starting five and Oskaloosa coach Ryan Parker. You are listening to the Wendell Campbell State Farm Agency pregame show here on Thunder Country 96.7 KIIC.
Do you feel like you've been hit by a ton of bricks? When it comes to filing your tax return, let Boylan Henderson, with locations in both Albia and Oskaloosa, help you with your personal and business tax returns, bookkeeping, or payroll needs. Call Selena, Annie, or Amanda at 932-7567 to see how Boylan Henderson can help you this tax season.
Everyone knows that Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa has rolls upon rolls upon rolls of carpet in stock and always at low warehouse prices. But what you didn't know is that Modern Floor also carries real wood flooring in stock as well. Stop in and check out the wood flooring options at Modern Floor for carpet, for vinyl, and yes, for real wood flooring. It's Modern Floor in Oskaloosa.
Let Jody McCoy help you find your dream home. Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties has sold over $35 million in real estate last year. Now is a great time to consider buying property and lock in interest rates. We have buyers, and I can help you get the most money for your property, too. For the real estate service you deserve and the person you trust, contact Jody McCoy, real estate agent with Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties at 641-799-4450. 641-799-4450.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or will you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and GNP Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Stop in or call GNP Insurance in Albia, 641-932-3171.
Beautiful afternoon here in downtown Albia as we look high atop the Albia Square all across southern Iowa at 27 minutes after the hour. We're about 20 minutes away from tip-off here with Oskaloosa boys basketball at the state tournament at Wells Fargo Arena. We'll head back up there to Wells Fargo Arena in just a little bit with Jamie Brockman and Brett Dowd. It is 34 degrees under clear skies. Well, one of our great sponsors, of course, is True Value in Oskaloosa, and behind every project is a True Value. They've got some great March bargains of the month, including sunflower seed for just $9.99. That's the 20-pound bag of black oil sunflower bird seed for just $9.99. Also, you can save 25% or more on different garden tools, yard tools, like this 6-cubic-foot steel wheelbarrow for just $49.99. And why not spread that grass seed out now? Turf Builder from Scott's is just $21.99. That's your final price. $24.98 for Roundup ready to use weed and grass killer. These specials and many, many more as you start to think spring. It's the bargains of the month at your Oskaloosa True Value, where behind every project is a True Value.
At Community First Credit Union, we work hard to make your banking experience the best it can be. Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Android Pay services are here. Enjoy an easier way to pay in stores and added security for online purchases. With high-tech tools and high-touch services, you can have both. Are you taking advantage of an easier way to bank? Let's talk today. today. Not a member? Applying online has never been easier. Go to C1STCU.com. Come on, try us. Join us. Because at C1ST, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Thunder Country, KIIC Alvia.
All right, we are back. High fidelity. Half court, folks. You cannot get a better vantage point than Brett Dowd and myself have right now, literally at half court for this contest coming up between Oskaloosa and Waverly Shell Rock. And guess what? Glenwood just defeated number one seed Cedar Rapids Xavier, 69-63. Glenwood is going to the finals on Friday to play Oskaloosa or Waverly Shell Rock. Wow. Number four seed Glenwood beats Norwalk with a huge second half and now takes out the number one seed Xavier.
Yeah, they've got a bunch of guys that play with a lot of confidence. The kid stepped up here at the line, one of their best players, number three. I don't know the name, but he stepped up, didn't even think about it. He buried both of them. So yep. They are going to be a tough out, and I'm kind of glad to see them win, knock off a big powerhouse like Xavier. So good for them.
So 69-63 is the final. Glenwood defeats Cedar Rapids Xavier. And if Oskaloosa comes out victorious today, they will face Glenwood for the 3A championship tomorrow night at 6:30. If Oskaloosa falls today to Waverly Shell Rock, they will play Cedar Rapids Xavier for third place at 10:30 tomorrow morning here at the Well. All right, well, you're listening to the Wendell Campbell State Farm Agency pregame show here on Thunder Country KIIC. And speaking of Wendell Campbell, he had a chance yesterday to go over to the Oskaloosa Gymnasium and chat with the starting five for Oskaloosa. So, Joe Millage, I'm going to send it back to you right now, and let's start our pregame interviews with the Oskaloosa starting five, and let's go ahead and start it out like we did on Tuesday with the senior leader who leads the team in points, Jared Cruz.
I'm here with the starting five of the Oskaloosa Indians getting ready to play their final four game in the Class 3A state tournament. Jared Cruz, senior here on the starting lineup. Start with you. So talk about hitting the floor last night, you know, at the Well, that first game, and then what it meant to win the game and get to come back for a final four game.
You know, it was awesome just going out there and seeing how much the community supported us, and started off pretty slow, you know, had a 10-point deficit early in the game, but really, after halftime, we got settled in, and we just put it to them and, you know, got a big win. So moving on.
Some big words from Coach Parker in the locker room at halftime to come out with a good second half?
Yeah, really, I mean, we didn't really adjust to really anything. I mean, just went out there and played our game.
Sure, and played on the floor. So I'm here also with senior Tanner DeCock. So, Tanner, talk about what it means for the senior class, you guys, you know, coming from where the program was a couple of years ago and now in a Final Four situation at the state tournament.
Yeah, it's awesome. We've definitely been on both ends, and it's a lot better winning. And ever since we were young, we've been working really hard and put a lot of time and dedication into this program, and it's great to just see that finally pays off.
Absolutely. So as you get ready to, and I heard the coaches talking a little earlier, you guys get to actually schedule your final practice, you know, for you as a senior and knowing, you know, you've got maybe one or two times to go out on the basketball floor. What does that mean for you with this program and an Oskaloosa Indian?
It means a lot, and it's crazy how time flies, but we're basically just going to enjoy playing at the Well, and we're gonna hopefully win this next one, then win the one after that, and just play our hardest and play our hearts out, basically.
Absolutely. Okay. And I got senior Spencer Tucker here with us. So Spencer, you're no stranger to the state tournaments from the golf side, but now on the basketball side, getting to play in the Well. So what does this mean for you in the basketball team?
It means a lot to me to have my friends and us play on that big stage in front of the huge crowd. And I'm just happy we all could have made it, and we showed out in the first game.
Yep, and now as a shooter, you go into a big place like the Well. I know spatially you have situations where in such a big place, did you feel like you were affected by that in the first half coming out and really kind of getting a feel for the room and being able to play?
We had a few practices at the pack. We lifted the big old nets and had the big background, but I think my shot did get used to it, but at first, yeah, I was a little bit of nerves, but I got used to it, and I feel a lot more comfortable in there now.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, sophomore Xavier Foster. So, Xavier, being one of the younger guys on this team, you know, talk about how, you know, coming in with some of these seniors that have helped build this program, then contributing his part, even just as a sophomore.
Like with our seniors, like our captains, there's never an easy time. They're always pushing us to get better in practice.
We can edit part of it, too. So we don't have to do it all in one take.
This kid is the worst interviewer.
Okay.
Well, the guy would be good. But nah.
The guys, you're gonna have to get better.
Yeah.
The guys at the studio can edit that. So we'll come back to you. All right. So we're here, Junior Cole Henry. So Cole, you know, being the lone junior on the starting five, but you know, playing really well this year. You know, talk about your first experience walking out on the floor, seeing the well, but then kind of settling in and playing your game last night.
To be honest with you, I think it's an experience I'll never forget in my entire life, and I'm sure I speak for all of them as well. You know, when we went out for warm-ups, it was unbelievable. Like, it was like a dream. And now that I think we're playing another game, I think we're all settled in, and it's more just another game. You know, the last game was more of a just like a dream come true. Now it's all business, and you know, we're used to playing in there a little bit more, so I think we'll be ready.
Okay, yeah, and coaches were talking about that a little earlier. This is a business trip. You guys have business to tend to on the floor. So tell me what you know about Waverly Shell Rock and what we should expect tomorrow evening.
They play really aggressive. They play really hard. They're not the most sized team in the world. They have a couple guys that are over 6'5". Most of them are around 6 foot. They play really physical, kind of like a bunch of Tanner DeCox flying around on defense, playing a lot of really hard defense. So I think if we can exploit our size compared to theirs, I think we'll be just fine.
Yep, and that's something you guys have certainly had the advantage on all year this year.
Yes, sir.
So, all right, guys, thank you for your time. I appreciate you taking a little bit of time, and we'll get to the ball game here in a few minutes.
Yes, sir.
You're in Thunder Country, KIIC-LVI.
This is the Pepsi that's got a date with your taste buds. We're talking a two-step with you and two tacos at 2 a.m.
Order number 83. Come on, you're up.
This is the Pepsi that has mastered the art of the late-night munchies and is always down to dig into some deep dish. This is the Pepsi for po' boys, pulled pork sliders, and the godfather of all sandwiches, the Godfather. This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
All Good Trucking sends a shout-out to nephew Ryan Yates and the rest of the Oskaloosa basketball team. All Good Trucking, serving all of Iowa and Missouri, hauling machinery, livestock, grain, feed, and hay. Call Steve or Steve at All Good Trucking today at 641-777-4345. 641-777-4345.
Here's a special announcement for Motor In Auto Group in Knoxville. All 2017 models, that's right, I said 2017 models must go with deep, and I mean deep, discounts. Like a 2017 Ram 1500 Express, save over $11,000. A 2017 Chevy Cruze RS, a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE, or how about a 2017 Chevy Silverado LT? You save over 10 grand. Motor Import has your 2017 models with deep discounts. Check them out online at motorinautogroup.com or stop in. McGriff's is your fencing and tile headquarters. As planting prep season gets underway, get Prinsco water management tile from 3,000-foot rolls down to 20-foot sticks. Tile and fittings are all in stock at McGriff's. Got fences to repair or put up? McGriff's has all your Red Brand fencing and supplies, including creosote posts, fencing tools, and all the accessories. You've got enough to worry about with planting season just around the corner. Let McGriff's worry about the rest. For tile and fencing, head to McGriff's in New Sharon or Fremont, a short drive from your place.
John Messenger started a kids podcast from his home with his son, Griffin. He dreams of inspiring other parents to create something with their kids. American Family Insurance is helping to make that dream happen right now.
Dad, does a monster look like?
It was so huge.
John's podcast began at home, and your dreams can too. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Contact Phil Griffin, agent, 628-1581.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Yeah, it's getting hot. blooded in here, that's for sure. Glenwood just knocked off number one seed Cedar Rapids Xavier in the first 3A semifinal. They await the winner of the contest. You're going to hear right here between number three seed Oskaloosa and number seven seed Waverly Shell Rock. Coming up here in just about 10 to 15 minutes from now, they will toss the ball in the air and tip it off here at the well. Well, let's continue our Wendell Campbell State Farm Agency pregame show. And Wendell had a chance to talk to Oskaloosa head basketball coach Ryan Parker after he had a little chance to digest the big win on Tuesday and set things up for today's contest with the Gohawks.
I'm here with Coach Ryan Parker of the Oskaloosa Indians. Coach Parker, great win. Here the other night, we're getting ready for a quarterfinal game against Waverly Shell Rock. First of all, can you talk a little bit about the game the other night? And, you know, your team came out a little slow, a little sluggish, but really turned it on in the second half.
Well, I think part of that was, you know, for us, we haven't been there. You know, maybe a little bit of nerves, you know, taking shots. We got wide open shots, but little nerves, and all of a sudden things don't go your way, and we got down 10 early and battled back and only down 5 at half. And I thought, at halftime I told our guys we're fine. We'll go out and make some shots in the second half and actually go out and warm ups and get some confidence. And for some reason we got some confidence at halftime and made some shots in the second half and really played some good defense, holding to 6 points in the third quarter, which is remarkable.
Anytime you can hold a good team, especially in a state tournament situation, only 6 points in a quarter, it certainly gives you an advantage as long as you can score seven.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I was talking to some of your players earlier. They go out on the floor. They're at the well for the first time. You know, a little bit of a, kind of awestruck from that standpoint. But you guys have practiced in some situations to get used to that. So it looks like, there in the second half, they were kind of able to get used to the rim and start making some shots and knocking some shots. Xavier hit some big three-pointers during that game as well. I believe going 4 for 5. So now talk a little bit about, we've got Waverly Shell Rock that's getting ready to happen here after the pregame. And, tell us what you know about Waverly Shell Rock and what can we expect here tonight.
I think another thing, sort of similar to Sergeant Bluff Luton. They've been here, done that. Been in this situation a little bit in the last few years. and so they got a little bit of advantage there, but I think our guys will respond quite a bit, being able to have one game underneath their belt. For Waverly, got a bunch of guards that can straight line drive it and do some things. And then two big posts down low that really work their tails off and get good post position. So, you get to the Final Four, there's no bad team out there, and so we'll tip our hats to Waverly Shell Rock and sort of get after it.
A team that I believe Waverly Shell Rock, also a playoff team in football. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about your program. Taking a program that was a one-win program here not too many years ago, and now you're looking at guaranteed two more games. Most definitely, we hope the state championship game in 3A. We've got to get through Waverly Shell Rock first. But talk about a little bit the program and how you've kind of got to this point, and the dedication of your players to get you here.
Well, we talked about it at practice leading into the Waverly Shell Rock game is, we took over a program that won one game. And we've thrown a lot more talent on the floor than, previous years, and so that's helped. But think about the dedication these guys have had to put in, the summertime. We played 25 games this last summer and probably had another 10-plus open gyms. And that's gone for the last 2-3 years. But it even goes beyond that, the kids growing up and putting the time and effort, and the moms and dads and aunts and uncles that have put the time in with AAU basketball and these travel teams, and it's really paid off for our program. Our guys have really put the time and effort into it to help this thing turn around, which is a unbelievable turnaround if you think about it, because 4 years ago, 5 years ago, their one win season, we went one win the year before I got here, and then we went 6 wins my first year, 6 wins my second year, 15 last year, and now we're sitting at 22-3.
So talk a little about, too, your student section has traveled really well all year, and especially I know checking Twitter in the first round games, there were a lot of white towels and a lot of white shirts. So talk about the support you're getting from the town and from the other students in the school. And, this is really more than just a basketball team on the floor. This is the community of Oskaloosa coming together and supporting you there at the well.
Well, I think you need to put a good product on the floor. It helps out. And our student section has been there night in and night out. We even traveled to Dubuque earlier this year and played Wallert, and we had a student section there. So they've been dedicated. They brought the noise. They brought the energy all year long. We fed off it all year long. And And then, you know, the community support has been unbelievable. You know, I made a comment in the Des Moines Register the other night that said, you know, the community came out in droves. Was there anybody left in Oskaloosa? Because there was that many people there, which was unbelievable. And honestly, I think really what it comes down to is it speaks volumes to these kids because, yeah, they're great basketball players. They really are. But I think they're better people. And I think what happens there is, you know, the community really rallies around them because they are such good kids and good people. And that's not always the case. You don't have teams like this very often. And we've had zero issues, and they get along really well. And, you know, they really want to, the end goal to be all the same.
You know, One last question. You know, with the community, it seems like the first visit back to the state tournament for the boys basketball team in 22 years, 1996 is the last time. Seemed like we kind of turned a corner two summers ago with the girls winning the state 3A title. Yeah. Football team has made two straight appearances in the playoffs, and now your team making a deep run into March basketball, which for very few teams get to do. So what does this mean for the community of Oskaloosa? You guys are playing in a quarterfinal game. You're going to get one more game. We hope it's the right one, yeah. But we'll wait and see how this plays out. But what does this mean for the community?
You know, I think you're right. I think it goes back to our softball program and then in our football program. I talk to Coach Harms and Coach Jenkins a lot. And, you know, we talk about football really setting the tone for the rest of the year. You know, and we have the last couple of years, and that's been really crucial for us. But you also get the sense of winning. You know, when you got programs that are winning, they sort of breed to each other. You know, and you had softball, and you had football, and you had some of these other programs, and you throw activities into bands and the choirs and the orchestras and all these other things that are having such success. I think it really just, you know, it breeds success a little bit, and I think you're seeing that right now. Now, it does take a lot of time and effort. We talked about that. It's not just you show up because your football team was good. Your basketball team's going to be good as well. But I really think it helps, and it sets the tone for the year.
Let's not forget Coach Gingrich and the baseball team making the state tournament last year as well.
Baseball was big, too. You know, so some of these guys have gotten their feet wet at the state stage, which can only help us.
Yep. These kids get used to winning, and then it just breeds a success in other areas. So, well, Coach Parker, best of luck to you and the team. I know you're going to have the boys ready to play here tonight against Waverly Shell Rock. Hopefully we'll get to see you in the championship game, but let's first things first get your work done.
So. Awesome. Thanks, Wendell.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
You're in Thunder Country, KIIC Albia.
We're the one. We're the one jewelry store you'll ever need. The one place to go to for the most brilliant diamonds. The one to go to for colored gemstones, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that dazzle the eye with color. And no one does fashion rings, bridal sets, and bracelets that are guaranteed to excite like Gardner Collier Jewelry, where the area's largest selection of fine jewelry is now on sale. Choose Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall, Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa.
All Good Trucking sends a shout-out to nephew Ryan Yates and the rest of the Oskaloosa basketball team. All Good Trucking, serving all of Iowa and Missouri, hauling machinery, livestock, grain, feed, and hay. Call Steve or Steve at All Good Trucking today at 641-777-4345. 641-777-4345.
Spring is coming. Are you ready? McGriff's is. They're taking delivery daily on everything to help you spring forward. Stop in for lawn seed, weed control, fertilizer, mulch, chainsaws, and more. For those bigger jobs, McGriff's carries Spimco sprayers and spreaders for your ATV. McGriff's is also your paint supply store. Check out their all-new Minwax aisle. And don't forget to feed the birds. McGriff's has seed and feeders. McGriff's in Fremont and New Sharon, just a short drive from your place.
On the court, all-stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about your coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even all-stars need an assist. You can call me, your good neighbor agent, Wendell Campbell in Oskaloosa today, and we'll help combine your home and auto and enjoy the savings. See us at 807 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa or find us on the internet at insureoski.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thunder Country, KIIC, 47 minutes after 3 o'clock. We'll go back live in high fidelity to half court here in just a second at Wells Fargo Arena. Oskaloosa boys basketball at state, getting ready to take on Waverly Shellrock. But if you're getting ready to take on that special project, don't forget to stop by the new True Value in Oskaloosa, the beautifully newly remodeled True Value. You'll love this store at 202 First Avenue East on the square in Oskaloosa. And Brian and Glenda Bowie, major sponsors of all area athletics and activities, would like you to stop in for all of your spring project work.
Do you feel like you've been hit by a ton of bricks? When it comes to filing your tax return, let Boylan Henderson, with locations in both Albia and Oskaloosa, help you with your personal and business tax returns, bookkeeping, or payroll needs. Call Selena, Annie, or Amanda at 932-7567 to see how Boylan Henderson can help you this tax season.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Inside the Well, live half-court Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines alongside Brett Dowd. I'm Jamie Brockman on Thunder Country KIIC. We are getting close for this 3A semifinal between number 3 seed Oskaloosa and number 7 seed Waverly Shellrock. Winner will face number 4 seed Glenwood in the 3A title game tomorrow night at 6:30. The loser will come back in a consolation tomorrow morning at 10:30 to play number 1 seed Cedar Rapids Xavier. All right, well, the Oskaloosa crowd is behind us tonight. So I don't know if you'll even be able to hear us during this game because there's, you know, again, we're filling the well, Brett. What a turnout, as we would have thought, for Oskaloosa here today in the semifinals.
Yeah, guys, it's not even close.
No.
Our crowd size in comparison to the other schools that have been here so far today, and, I mean, we pack almost the entire half of the arena.
I can tell you this. You know, obviously, consolations don't normally draw the crowd as quarterfinals, semifinals, finals, but the 1A and 2A consolations today, our Oskaloosa crowd for this game doubles, I would say, the attendance for both of those games combined.
Yeah, you bet.
Honestly,
we have a great following.
Absolutely. All right, well, they're introducing the non-starters and assistant coaches right now for both teams. Then they'll introduce the starters. So let's go ahead and dig in here and look at the starting lineups for Waverly Shellrock, the Gohawks. They will be the home team in this game, wearing their white uniforms. Oskaloosa will be the road team, and they'll be wearing the dark maroon jerseys today. But for Waverly Shellrock, they're going to start out with Jack Seward, number 1, 5'10", senior. And again, he's going to be guarded defensively by Tanner DeCock. Braden Holmquist, a 6'1", senior, and he's going to be a very solid guard. He'll be guarded by Spencer Tucker. Jordan Downing, a 5'11", senior. And again, we're going to put Cole Henry on him. He's a big screening body in the post there for Jordan Downing. Luke Velke, one of the top players, the top player actually scoring-wise for Waverly Shellrock. He's a 6'1 junior. And then the big banging body down low. I'm telling you what, this guy is an animal. Messiah Newsom, a 6'6" junior for the Waverly Shellrock Gohawks. That is their starting five. They come into this contest 19-6, and they get here by upsetting number 2 seed Mount Pleasant in the quarterfinals on Tuesday. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear from and introduce to you the starting five for your Oskaloosa Indians.
I'm Spencer Tucker. I'm a senior at Oskaloosa High. I'm number 2, 6 foot tall.
Tanner DeCock, 5'10", number 30, and I'm a senior.
I'm a 6'5 senior. Jared Cruz, number 42. Go Oski.
My name is Cole Henry. I'm a 6'9 junior, number 40. Go Oski.
Xavier Foster, 6'11 sophomore, number 34.
All right, there you go. The starting five for the Oskaloosa Indians. Size-wise, Oski definitely has the advantage. What other advantages do you see for Oskaloosa, Brett? And also, what are your keys to victory today for the Indians?
Oh, I absolutely see the size advantage. We got them by a lot of inches. And then I think that we definitely shoot the ball better from around the arc, too. So that was huge for us this last game. So it'll be interesting to see how well we come out and do that. And we don't want to come out firing right away. You know, any good basketball coach is going to say we need to get to the paint first. Not that we're going to be able to post him up because they've got some muscle, but we need to at least get post touches, get some cuts, and then stay patient offensively and see if we can get out and run. Get out and run, speed up the game, and that's going to favor us.
All right. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Wendell Campbell State Farm Agency pregame show here on Thunder Country 96.7 FM, KIIC Albia. And we are moments away from the opening tip here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We are courtside right at half court, joined by Brett Dowd. My name is Jamie Brockman. Back at the studios is Joe Millage running things for us here this afternoon. We're always in good hands with Joe Millage back at the studios. And our first quarter is going to be brought to you by Boyle and Henderson PC.
The goosebumps are back.
Yeah, oh yeah, they are. I'm chilled too, and it's not just because the floor is so cold here with the ice under it. It's anticipation. All right, folks, Oskaloosa is on the floor. Waverly Shell Rock still over in their huddle.
Let's go, bud.
There's the horn. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are you ready? Are you ready, Brett?
Let's do it.
I'm ready. Here we go. Xavier Foster jumping center court for Oskaloosa against the 6'6 big body of Messiah Newsom.
I'd say we have a distinct advantage on the tip.
All right, here we go. There's the toss. Equal tip there. It was tipped a couple of times, and Waverly Shellrock will actually control the opening tip. We're underway in this 3A semifinal, Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Number 3 seed, Oskaloosa. Number 7 seed, Waverly Shellrock. Here we go. Go Hawks have the basketball. Top of the key. That is Luke Velke. Gets it into the hands of Jordan Downing. Back over to Velke on the left wing, guarded by Jared Cruz. Oski in a man-to-man, as they normally are defensively. Back to Velke, the 6'1 junior. Now Seward. Back to Velke. Oski really slamming the door in the paint here, Brett. They haven't even got the ball in the paint once yet.
Nah.
Oh, there's a foul on Jared Cruz. He came flying out to guard Braden Holmquist. Couldn't put the brakes on and bumped him with the hip. Early foul on Jared Cruz.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what was going on there. Cruz just kind of came out of nowhere.
So, quick foul on Cruz. Go Hawks inbound. No score yet. 45 seconds into the game. Here's a three ball on the way and good by Luke Velke. You talked about the three-point shooting, Brett. They're not a great three-point shooting team, but Velke looked very good there.
Yeah, well, the situation there is we don't have a hand in his face at all. We can't just give them threes. We need to guard the line and then play good defense at the rim, too.
So the Gohawks strike first. They lead it 3-0, 1 minute into the game. Oskaloosa with their first possession here. Spencer Tucker. Cole Henry over on the left wing. Henry dribbles to the paint, spins to his left. Can't find an opening, tries to fire it cross-court over to the right wing, and Tanner DeCock can't control it. Turnover, Oskaloosa.
I mean, I'd really like to see Cole stick with that and just go up. He had a major size advantage there. He had the kid by 6 inches. Even though the double team came, it was another kid that was about 6 foot tall. So,
6:40 left to go in this opening quarter. 3-0, Waverly Shellrock leads over Oskaloosa early. And there's a steal by Cruz. Cruz has a one-on-two breakaway. Goes up, rolls off the rim, no good. DeCock there for the rebound. Back to Cruz. Cruz has it stripped in midair. Cruz gets it back again. Cross court, Tucker. Deep three on the way, no good. And Cruz came up with the rebound, and we've got a foul, I think, on Waverly Shellrock. Yes. Wow. Three good opportunities there, Brett. Couldn't get a basket.
Yeah, it looked like Cruz was trying to size up a dunk a little bit there, and maybe we should have just gone straight to the rim and got the layup because he allowed the defenders to catch up. But we're fortunate. We got a rebound, and we Velke picked up a foul, and he's one of their main scorers.
So Oskaloosa will inbound under their own basket. 6:16 to go, first quarter. 3-0. Waverly Shellrock leads it. Here's Henry. Nice, beautiful move in the post on the left block. Went to his right, spun back around the defender to his left, and finger rolled it in for Cole Henry.
Everybody should probably know that that defender was Newsom, their big boy. He went right at him. That was great offensive play by Cole.
Here's Newsom now trying to post up in the paint against Foster. Foster gets a block. Block shot. Xavier Foster, rebound Tanner DeCock. Here come the Indians. Cruz has it on the right wing. Foster out top. Back over to Cruz. Inside. Henry on the right block. Leaning. Looks to the hoop. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Swatted out of bounds on the rebound. It's going to stay with Oskaloosa.
I mean, we're going to get post touches today. It just depends if our guys are going to be able to finish. They are pretty strong. They're stocky. They're at our hip almost. But we are looking to exploit that low post.
5:33 to go. First quarter. Here's inside to Foster. Foster puts it in. And Oskaloosa now on top, 4-3.
Keep hammering the ball down low. They don't have an answer if they're not going to double.
5:20 to go in our first quarter. Waverly Shellrock driving to the hoop now. Left side shut down by Tucker and Foster. They kick it out to Newsom, and he hits a 12-foot jumper.
Tell you what, that's a nice touch for the big boy.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go one-on-one with him on the football field, I'll tell you that. Here's Cruz now, just past the free throw line. Look to the hoop, but Newsom shut him down, so he kicks it out. Tucker has it now, just in front of half court. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Henry with it way out on the right wing. Drives in. Bounce pass through the lane. Foster up! Hammers down a dunk! Xavier Foster!
It surprises me majorly that they are not sending any double teams. Cole wanted the ISO there. He went to the rim, and then he just dished off, and there was nobody there.
6-5, Oskaloosa regains the lead. 4:29 to go, first quarter. Waverly Shellrock swinging the ball around left to right. Over on the left wing is Velke. He gives it off.
It's a perfect matchup for DeCock there. Seward, their point guard, is about the same size.
Holmquist now. And look at the defense by Spencer Tucker staying right with him.
Big screen.
Now Seward has it. Right wing. Seward going to take a three. Oh. It's off the mark. Henry with the rebound. Here come the Indians. Spencer Tucker brings it across half court. Indians setting up offensively. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Next dead ball, there will be a TV media timeout. So Joe Millage at the studios, it'll be a 90-second timeout. Just so you know. And that'll be coming up next dead ball. 3:40 to go, first quarter. Nice drive to the hoop by Jared Cruz. Count the bucket and one for Jared Cruz.
I tell you what, I really like the way we started. Our big three have come out ready to play. Cole has wanted the ball. He's demanding the ball a lot different from the way he started that last game. And you can tell Cruz is looking to get to the rim, and Xavier's just had a nice drop-off.
So the bucket counts. It'll be a free throw coming up for Jared Cruz. But before we do that, we're going to go to that media TV timeout. 3:41 to go, first quarter. It's Oskaloosa 8 and Waverly Shellrock 5. And out of the timeout, a free throw coming for Jared Cruz. You are listening to Oskaloosa Boys State Basketball live, high fidelity from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Here on Thunder Country KIIC, Joe will take a 1 minute break and we'll be back on Thunder Country.
Everyone knows that Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa has rolls upon rolls upon rolls of carpet in stock and always at low warehouse prices. But what you didn't know is that Modern Floor also carries real wood flooring in stock as well. Stop in and check out the wood flooring options at Modern Floor for carpet, for vinyl, and yes, for real wood flooring. It's Modern Floor in Oskaloosa.
Let Jody McCoy help you find your dream home. Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties has sold over $35 million in real estate last year. Now is a great time to consider buying property and lock in interest rates. We have buyers, and I can help you get the most money for your property, too. For the real estate service you deserve and the person you trust, contact Jody McCoy, real estate agent with Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties at 641-799-4450. 641-799-4450.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We are Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
All right, we are back. Center court, high fidelity here on Thunder Country. 96.7 KIIC. Alongside Brett Dowd, I'm Jamie Brockman. First quarter action brought to you by Boyle and Henderson PC. And folks, it's tax time. Don't forget, Boyle and Henderson PC at your service. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you something right here. Our kids won't be used to, too, is TV timeouts.
Yep.
You know, get that big 90-second break. That's big.
And I can tell you from experience, because I've been the TV timeout coordinator. that's once a quarter. When it's under 4 minutes on the clock, next dead ball, they take that TV timeout. So out of the TV timeout, Jared Cruz stands at the free throw line, and he drains the free throw to complete the three-point play. He is 58% on the season. And it's 9-5. Oskaloosa leads it. 3.5 minutes left, opening quarter.
There you go.
Now trying to drive baseline right. Waverly Sorok, and they step on the baseline and turn it over.
Now, this is kind of what I expected here. This is what I saw them do against Mount Pleasant. They're going to bring some press at us. If we have our eyes up, we can get some really good looks down low to take care of the ball.
Jacob Bay in the ball game. Now we talked about him. Pretty big performer for Waverly Sorok.
Got the easy.
Chris, sorry, I was looking down.
That's all right. We got an easy bucket there. We got the ball back to the middle, attack the hoop. I think if they press us, if we look up court, we're gonna kill that.
11-5. Oski leads it. 3 minutes to go here. First quarter of play. Velke across the free throw line. Kicks it out, top of the key. Now Seward. Tanner DeCock stays right with him on defense. Back to Velke. Down to the floor goes Xavier Foster. No foul called. Down to the baseline. Shot up, no good. Rebound up, no good. Rebound, Xavier Foster. Oh. Two chances there for the Gohawks. Couldn't connect. And now going to the basket hard on the other end is Cole Henry, and he's fouled.
This is Oskaloosa tempo here. We're bored. We're a little fortunate there. They missed a little bunny putback. But we bored. We got the ball out, and Tucker's looking to go up court all the time.
Puts Cole Henry at the free throw line. Now, remember, Cole has struggled there this year, 54% overall. See if he can knock this one down.
There you
yep,
go.
He does. Nice job.
I tell you what, seeing one of those go in early, too, can make a world of difference.
Fouls on Jacob Bay, by the way, of Waverly Shellrock. And that is three team fouls now on the Gohawks. So, second free throw coming from Cole Henry. And in and out, no good. Rebound, Gohawks. Oskaloosa 12, Waverly Shellrock 5. 2:32 left to go in the first quarter here on Thunder Country KIIC. Also, KIICradio.com streaming live, and you can also follow along anywhere on your mobile device with the KIIC mobile app. There's Bear going to the ball, going to the hole hard from the left block. He's fouled, hits the basket, count it, and one.
Yeah, that was a good take, good contest by Cole. He just got out-muscled a little bit there.
Foul on Cole Henry.
I tell you what, I see Velke moving around a lot, number 30. You can tell why he's a good scorer for him.
Free throw way too strong, no good. Rebound swatted by Velke, loose on the floor. And it's going to be picked up by Waverly Shellrock. Xavier Foster in his face over in the left corner. And we've got a whistle and a foul, I think, on Foster. Yep.
Yeah, he reached around. I'm a little worried about Cole here because one of the Waverly players went flying across the leg right at his knee, and he's shaking up a little bit. I don't think it's his knee, though. I think he's going to be okay.
Well, he's going to tough it out and stay on the floor anyway. 2:08 to go first quarter. Oskaloosa 12, Waverly Shellrock 7. Waverly Shellrock has the basketball. Way out top, Velke trying to drive on Cruz. Down the lane, kicks it right side. Shot way too strong. It's an air ball. Cruz had the rebound, then lost it to Velke, but then Velke stepped on the baseline and gave it right back.
Two fortunate plays in a row off of turnovers. We get Velke to pick up two fouls. He's one of their best players, and now he's going to have to go to the bench.
And that is the third turnover in this first quarter on Waverly Shellrock. So a minute 47 left to go, first quarter. Oski 12, Waverly Shellrock 7. Class 3A semifinals. Get it in quick. Finally. Ooh, just barely got it in there, Henry. To Ryan Yates, who's now in the ball
game. Pick it up.
Henry brings it up the floor. Turns to look to pass to somebody. Has it stolen away.
Yeah, he's got to realize once he gets down in the middle of the court, as a guard, you got to know people are coming.
Three ball on the way. No good by Seward. Rebound Oskaloosa. Yates has it. Back out top to Tucker. Alley-oop looking to Foster. He couldn't get the dunk, but he's able to roll it in, and he is fouled.
Hey, how long was he calling for that thing? He had his finger pointing up in the air, and Tucker did a nice job of getting it to him. I think Tucker saw him. He just wanted to make sure that he could squeeze it in there.
So Foster didn't get the hammer dunk on the alley-oop, but he was able to roll it in off his fingertips and draw the foul. And the big man is at the free throw line, shooting one. Boy, Foster... at the free throw line, a little too strong. Rebound, Waverly Shellrock.
We just need to chip. We need to stay solid on defense and then chip on offense, and then we're going to get Waverly a little out of their game here.
So Foster with 6 points here in the first quarter. Nearing 1 minute to go. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Oskaloosa 14, Waverly Shell Rock 7, and Waverly Shell Rock has the basketball. And they're really slowing the pace down right now on this possession. Talked about it in the pregame. You know, we wondered how Waverly Shell Rock would come out. Would they slow it down and play at a snail's pace? And Oskaloosa made sure that didn't happen, but they're being very patient on. Oh, there's another swap by Foster. Another block by Foster, but right back to Angel for Waverly Shell Rock. 30 seconds into straight the paint. Up. And reverse will not go. By Newsom. Oskaloosa coming the other way. Loses it back to Waverly Shell Rock with 18 seconds to go first quarter.
No fouls, no dumb fouls here. Just stay in front, make him take a tough shot. We'll take this lead into the second quarter.
8 seconds remain, first quarter. Waverly Shell Rock has the basketball. Into the lane, around Cruz, up off the glass, no good. Partially rejected by Cruz. Oskaloosa gets it to Yates. Yates fires from half court, no good. At the buzzer, I don't think it would have counted anyway had it gone. But we're through one quarter in the 3A semifinal. First quarter was brought to you by Boyle and Henderson PC. And after one, it's Oskaloosa 14 and Waverly Shell Rock 7. You're listening to Oskaloosa Indian State Tournament Basketball on Thunder Country KIIC. We'll be back after this.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or will you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and GNP Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent that will protect you in that moment. Stop in or call GNP Insurance in Albia, 641-932-3171.
At Community First Credit Union, we work hard to make your banking experience the best it can be. Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, and Android Pay services are here. Enjoy an easier way to pay in stores and added security for online purchases. With high-tech tools and high-touch services, you can have both. Are you taking advantage of an easier way to bank? Let's talk today. Not a member? Applying online has never been easier. Go to c1stcu.com. Come on, try us. Join us, because at C1st, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines alongside Brett Dowd. I'm Jamie Brockman. 14-7 Oskaloosa after one quarter. Second quarter, Oskie has the ball, and Xavier Foster drains his fifth three-pointer of this tournament.
I think Xavier likes to shoot here.
I think so. Nothing but net for the big man. He has 9.
He pulled that as soon as he caught it.
17-7. Oskaloosa. Newsom. Can't post up against Foster. Kicks it out. Now they try to feed Newsom down the lane. Rolls past him out of bounds. I think it went off the foot of an Oskaloosa player, so it'll stay with the Gohawks.
You know, the big thing for Oskaloosa right now is if we take care of business on the defensive side and then just take care of the ball, we're going to get looks, the looks that we want down on the offensive side, just based off of our size advantage.
Tucker Nunnacobin in the game for Oskaloosa as well. So it's Spencer Tucker, Tucker Nunnacobin, Cole Henry, Xavier Foster, and Ryan Yates on the floor right now for the Indians. 7-17 to go in the second quarter. 17-7. Oskaloosa leading Waverly Shell Rock.
And the one thing I've noticed outside of Velke Seward and Newsom, there aren't a lot of people looking to score. And Bay when he's in, but Bay is out right now. So there are a couple guys that I don't, like, he's wide open right here.
Yeah.
Holmquist didn't even look to pull it. He's sitting at the elbow wide open. So we as a coaching staff and as players, we need to recognize that.
Now Holmquist pulls the trigger
the
way off. It's an air ball. Not even close on that shot by Braden Holmquist, and looking for his stats on the season, Holmquist.
I gotcha. 27% from the three-point line.
Okay. That would be why.
Yeah.
So Oskie inbounds, 6:44 to go, first half.
Go get it, Tucker.
Leading 17-7. Pressure by Waverly Shell Rock. Oskaloosa breaks it. Henry coming in from the right side, flips it up in the air. I think he was looking for contact. No call. He's barking at the officials. They come back the other way. Waverly Selrock with the basketball and the layup on the other end in transition. Velke. Pass down the floor to Henry. Henry goes up in the air. Comes down with it, then has it stripped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Indians. You know, in football, a lot of times when you got a tall guy like that, you just throw it up in the air and let your guy go get it. Kind of what Oski did right there with Henry.
Yeah, I don't know if Coach Parker's going to want those passes all game long, though. You know, we just turned the ball over there, and like I said, take care of the basketball and get good looks.
Oski inbounds out top to Tucker Nunnekoven. Henry has it now, right wing.
We need to move. We're stagnant.
Henry drives baseline, spins to the lane, turnaround hook shot, no good, but he draws the foul. One thing, Cole Henry much more active offensively early in this one than he was on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think that he came and got the jitters out that first half, and second half he started coming alive, yep. And that's how he's continued to play here.
So at the free throw line, shooting two is Cole Henry. First free throw, no good, just off the front of the rim.
We have a lot of shooters on the court with Yates and Cruz and Tucker. It'd be nice when Cole gets those post touches if we get some movement out there to make the defenders work a little bit.
Second free throw also short. Rebound, tip back out. Henry just about got it at the free throw line, but Newsom comes down with it for the Gohawks. 6 minutes to go first half. Oskaloosa 17, Waverly Shellrock 9 here on Thunder Country KIIC. No high help. Fidelity. Nice pass down to the baseline. Easy two for Velke.
You know, simple rule, when your guy sets a screen, you need to be ready to help off. That's just poor defense.
17-11, Oski leads it by 6. Spencer Tucker, top of the key, over to Yates on the right wing. Guarded very closely by Velke. Yates drives into the lane, kicks it out to Henry. Back out top now. Tucker will reset. 5.5 minutes to go, first half.
And this is all right. This is all right. Be patient. Make sure we get a shot that we want.
17-11. Oskaloosa leads it by 6. Cruz has it. Over the top, looking in the paint to Henry. A little too tall for the 6'9 Henry. Stolen away by Waverly Selrock. They got the numbers coming the other way. And off the glass is Holmquist with the basket.
So you're looking at buckets off of turnovers for Oskaloosa. This is self-inflicted. We need to get back in a positive role here.
Waverly Selrock climbing back in now. 17-13. Oskaloosa leads it. Here's Tucker for 3. Good! Spencer Tucker!
A heck of a shot. Big time. And I don't know if it was a good shot, but it went in.
Big basket, though.
Yeah.
Ends a little bit of a run there by the Gohawks. 20-13. Oski leads it. 4:40 left to go first half. Holmquist in the lane. Shut down by Tucker. Kicks it out to Newsom on the left wing. Now Velke has it top of the key. Back to Holmquist. In the lane. Free throw line. Spin move. Doesn't pop. They kick it out. Three-pointer no good by Seward. Rebound to Jared Cruz. And here come the Indians. Spencer Tucker the other way.
Yeah, would you agree? There's about two or three guys on their offense that we actually need to guard. They have other guys in the lane with the ball, and they do not want anything to do with it.
Absolutely. Nice pass over the top to Cole Henry. And Henry goes up and gets it and then puts it off the glass against a double team. 22-13 Oskaloosa. 4 minutes to go, first half. TV timeout coming up again. Next stoppage. Velke with it. Holmquist.
Yeah.
Holmquist takes off down the lane, and as he goes around Spencer Tucker trying to work off a screen, Tucker will pick up the foul.
We'll take that call. He had a step on him there.
And there's going to be your timeout. So we go to the TV timeout with Oskaloosa leading 22-13 over Waverly Shellrock with 3:45 left to go in the first half. You're listening to Oskaloosa Indians State Basketball 3A semifinals from Wells Fargo Arena in high fidelity here on Thunder Country KIIC. We will be back. Don't go away.
This is the Pepsi that's got a date with your taste buds. We're talking a two-step with you and two tacos at 2 a.m.
Order number 83. Come on, you're up.
This is the Pepsi that has mastered the art of the late-night munchies and is always down to dig into some deep dish. This is the Pepsi for po' boys, pulled pork sliders, and the godfather of all sandwiches, the Godfather. This is the Pepsi for those who are forever fun. This is the Pepsi for every generation.
All Good Trucking sends a shout-out to nephew Ryan Yates and the rest of the Oskaloosa basketball team. All Good Trucking, serving all of Iowa and Missouri, hauling machinery, livestock, grain, feed, and hay. Call Steve or Steve at All Good Trucking today at 641-777-4345. 641-777-4345.
Planting season is just around the corner, and you've got enough to worry about with just the weather, so let McGriff's worry about the rest. Get your equipment running as efficient as possible. Stop into McGriff's for Baldwin filters. Baldwin offers heavy-duty protection under the toughest operating conditions, and McGriff's has thousands of Baldwin product in stock. McGriff's also has gaskets, belts, hoses, oil, and lube. You want to be out running in the field, not stuck back in the shop. McGriff's in Fremont and New Sharon is just a short drive from your place.
From high atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa, KIIC Albia.
And we welcome you back inside Wells Fargo Arena. Alongside Brett Dowd, I'm Jamie Brockman. Second quarter action brought to you by G&P Insurance in Albia. Oskaloosa leads at 22-13 with 3:45 to go in the first half. Waverly Shellrock has the basketball out of the media timeout. Velke guarded by Tucker Nunnekoven. In the paint to Holmquist. Now Newsom in the free throw circle puts it up, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Gohawks and back up and in for Jacob Bay. Off the offensive rebound, 22-15 Oski. Little press put on by Waverly Shellrock. Spencer Tucker outruns it, and then he's tripped as it gets across half court. And it's going to be a foul charge to Jack Seward.
Yeah, just a little incidental contact there. Nice sportsmanship by Seward to help pick him up.
Yep, just got the feet tangled up. Tucker limping a little bit there, holding his left hip.
But we get a 1-1 out of it.
Yeah, that's team foul number 7 on Waverly Shellrock. So 1-1 bonus here for Spencer Tucker, who's one of the best free throw shooters on the team. He's 75% on the season. So Spencer Tucker will shoot the 1-1. And no good on the front end. Goes after his own rebound, gets it on the baseline, and tried to kick it to Foster, but it's going to be stolen away by Waverly Shellrock.
It was a nice job by Tanner, stopping that break.
Newsom bounce pass in the paint to Bay. Bay puts it up and in over top of the defender. 22-17, Oskaloosa leads it by 5 with 3 minutes left to go in the first half.
And this is what we saw at Waverly against Mount Pleasant. They're not going to go away. They're a tough team. There's a reason they're here.
Spencer Tucker dribbling around out top, letting the offense get set up with 2:45 to go in the half. Xavier Foster back in, top of the key. Over to Tucker Nunnekoven, right wing. Now Tanner DeCock. Back to Spencer Tucker. Jared Cruz, top of the key. Three ball on the way. No good. Rebound, Velke. And here come the Gohawks, trying to trim it to 3 or 2. Newsom kicks it out. Boy, Seward had a good look at a 3. Did not pop. Back to Newsom. Now Holmquist, way out. Top of the key at the NBA three-point line. Hands it off to Velke. 2:10 left in the half. 22-17, Oski leads it by 5. Waverly Shellrock with a little momentum right now. Velke has it. Just outside the paint, right side, dribbles. Into the free throw circle, kicks it out. Here's a shot up no good by Seward. Rebound fought for, loose on the floor. That's got to be a travel on Newsom, but they don't call it as he's laying on the floor rolling. Kicks it out to his teammate, but then they throw it away. So we do end up getting the turnover nonetheless.
Yeah, and there was a case on that offensive rebound of we have the tall man in Xavier with the ball in his hands, and then Newsom, big boy, came in and kind of bumped him and jarred it loose, and they got a second look, but they turned it over for us. But that was a nice job for Oski.
Oski's got 5 turnovers here in the first half. 4 now for Waverly Shellrock. Oski shooting 64% so far in this first half. That huge second half on Tuesday for Oskaloosa where they outscored Sergeant Bluff Luton. 40-19. Beautiful drive in left side for Jared Cruz. Gets the basket and the foul. And 1 for Jared Cruz. So Oski, I was about to say, they shot 70% in that second half on Tuesday, and right now they're shooting 64% in the first half.
And we've hit a couple threes, right, but most of our buckets have been at the rim as a layup. I think Cruz that entire time, he denied the pick and roll with Xavier, and he knew that he wanted to follow Xavier because as soon as Xavier left to the other side, there was no help side waiting for him.
Free throw from Cruz, no good, too strong. Oski is struggling at the free throw line as they're just 25% right now. Oh, there is a blocking foul on Tucker Nunnikov, and look to me, I don't know that Tucker was set, but Valky definitely put the shoulder into his chest, and they both hit the floor hard, but Tucker Nunnikov will pick up the blocking foul. Valky's feeling the effects of that one, too.
Yeah, I think he bumped his knee a little bit there. I think it was a good call. It's an unfortunate call for Oski, but because he did lower his shoulder, but Nunnikov just wasn't quite there.
So updating the stats for you real quick, Oski is 10 of 15 from the field for 67% in this first half, 2 of 4 from long range, but they're 2 of 8 at the free throw line. And Waverly Shellrock is just 8 for 21 shooting, 38%. They're 1 of 7 from long range, and they're 0 for 1 at the free throw line. Oski out rebounding the Gohawks right now, 14 to 11. Oski with 5 turnovers, Waverly Shellrock with 4. 1 minute to go, first half. Oski 24, Waverly Shellrock 17. Waverly Shellrock has the basketball. Good, good defense in the paint there by Tanner DeCox. Seward was shut down, nowhere to go, had to kick it out. Now Newsom backing his way in on Foster. Over top of Foster, no good. Rebound, Jared Cruz. Cruz is going to go coast to coast with it. Up and no good. Tucker Nunnikov snags the rebound out of midair. Foster thought about three. Instead, gives it back out to Yates.
I don't mind that decision one bit. We had a couple open looks there, and rather than force a three up, we could have made one. We were open, but not a bad decision.
25 seconds left in the half, and Oskaloosa is going to take a timeout here. They lead it 24-17. I want to go back to the last offensive possession, though, for Waverly Shellrock with Newsom in the paint. About 98% of the time, he's going to turn and put that off the glass for two. But he's got 6'11 Xavier Foster on him, and he had to put it up so strong to get it over top of him, Brett. It was way too strong off the glass.
Yeah, even when he's able to back Xavier down a little bit, you still have to go over Xavier's wingspan, which is incredible. And he's backed him down a couple times, and he hasn't made a bucket yet. So let's let him keep going there and let him keep working at Xavier, because we're winning that battle right now.
All right, quick timeout. Just a 30-second timeout called by Ryan Parker. Oskaloosa will have the basketball with 25 and a half seconds to go in this first half, leading 24-17. Second quarter action on KIIC, brought to you by G&P Insurance in Albia. So Ryan Yates will inbound for Oski to Spencer Tucker. Cole Henry back in the ballgame as well out of the timeout. So it's Tucker, Yates, Henry, Foster, and Cruz on the floor for Oskaloosa.
Looks like we're going to go for one shot. We got about 13 seconds left.
See what Coach Parker drew up there during that timeout. Henry has it way out top. Spencer Tucker drives to the hoop, off the glass,
go
no
up.
Good. Jared Cruz with the
foul.
Rebound is stripped as he goes back up, and they call the foul. Yep. Good job by Jared Cruz, banging the boards and going back up with it, drawing the foul, and it's going to be team foul number 9, so it'll be two shots coming up here for Jared Cruz as he was fouled in the process of going back up.
And that was great execution. You know, Tucker with the ball in his hands out front does a nice job of bringing the clock down, and then he got to the rim and Cruz followed, and we go to the free throw line.
Free throw woes continue, though. The first free throw is short off the front of the rim. 8/10 of a second left in the first half. It's Oskaloosa 24 and Waverly Shellrock 17. A second free throw coming here from Cruz. Oskaloosa really struggling at the free throw line, just 2 of 9. And Cruz buries that one. So Waverly Shellrock will inbound and then fire about an 85-foot shot at the buzzer. No good. And we are going to halftime with Oskaloosa in front. They lead Waverly Shellrock 25-17. After one half a play in this Class 3A semifinal. You are listening to Oskaloosa Indians State Boys Basketball on Thunder Country 96.7 KIIC High Fidelity from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll come back and we'll analyze the first half for you. Don't go away.
John Messenger started a kids podcast from his home with his son, Griffin. He dreams of inspiring other parents to create something with their kids. American Family Insurance is helping to make that dream happen right now.
Dad, what else does a monster look like?
It was so huge.
John's podcast began at home, and your dreams can too. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Contact Phil Griffin, agent, 628-1581.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
We're the One. We're the one jewelry store you'll ever need. The one place to go to for the most brilliant diamonds. The one to go to for colored gemstones, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that dazzle the eye with color. And no one does fashion rings, bridal sets, and bracelets that are guaranteed to excite like Gardner Collier Jewelry, where the area's largest selection of fine jewelry is now on sale. Choose Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall, Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa.
All Good Trucking sends a shout-out to nephew Ryan Yates and the rest of the Oskaloosa basketball team. All Good Trucking, serving all of Iowa and Missouri, hauling machinery, livestock, grain, feed, and hay. Call Steve or Steve at All Good Trucking today at 641-777-4345. 641-777-4345.
Spring is coming. Are you ready? McGriff's is. They're taking delivery daily on everything to help you spring forward. Stop in for lawn seed, weed control, fertilizer, mulch, chainsaws, and more. For those bigger jobs, McGriff's carries Femco sprayers and spreaders for your ATV. McGriff's is also your paint supply store. Check out their all-new Minwax aisle. And don't forget to feed the birds. McGriff's has seed and feeders. McGriff's in Fremont and New Sharon, just a short drive from your place.
On the court, all-stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about your coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even all-stars need an assist. You can call me, your good neighbor agent, Wendell Campbell in Oskaloosa today, and we'll help combine your home and auto and enjoy the savings. See us at 807 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa or find us on the internet at insureoski.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Thunder Country, KIIC, at 29 minutes after 4 o'clock on this Thursday afternoon. You are listening to live state high school basketball coverage as Oskaloosa in the semifinals here against Waverly Shell Rock as they lead here at the half, 25-17. And we'll head back to Wells Fargo Arena here in just a little bit. Of course, 2 days ago in the quarterfinals, Oskaloosa found themselves down by 5, as many as 10 points in the first half, but they are in control of this one. But as we found out with Oskaloosa in the 21-6 run in the third quarter on Tuesday, anything can happen. So make sure you keep it here and keep it on. Some of you have been calling, asking also about where you can find this game on television. It is on NBC Chicago. If you have that channel either on your local cable provider, I know on DirecTV it's channel 665. If you want to watch this game live, that would be the only place to get it. Turn down the sound and turn up Jamie Brockman and Brett Dowd right here on Thunder Country KIIC. I believe it's also on Dish. Again, I don't know the channel on that one, but it is NBC Chicago. Well, we want to thank, of course, True Value Hardware in Oskaloosa for helping to sponsor this as well. If you've got a project coming up, of course, behind every project is a True Value, and the friendly, helpful folks, all of them. When you walk in the True Value store and you're looking for that whatchamacallit, they know where it's at. Just head on in. Brian and Glenda Bowie doing an outstanding job there, and a beautiful store as well. They've got bargains of the month, and you can get Roundup ready, ready to use weed and grass killer for just $24.98. They've got great deals on your yard tools, lawn tools, and that sort of thing. Right now, 25% off on a 6-cubic-foot steel wheelbarrow as well for just $49.99. Turf Builder grass seed from Scott's, final price is $21.99. Thanks to Glenda and the crew at your Oskaloosa True Value for sponsoring this broadcast here on Thunder Country.
Do you feel like you've been hit by a ton of bricks? When it comes to filing your tax return, let Boylan Henderson, with locations in both Albia and Oskaloosa, help you with your personal and business tax returns, bookkeeping, or payroll needs. Call Selena, Annie, or Amanda at 932-7567 to see how Boylan Henderson can help you this tax season.
Jody McCoy help you find your dream home. Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties has sold over $35 million in real estate last year. Now is a great time to consider buying property and lock in interest rates. We have buyers, and I can help you get the most money for your property, too. For the real estate service you deserve and the person you trust, contact Jody McCoy, real estate agent with Hometown Realty and Heartland Trophy Properties at 641-799-4450. 641-799-4450.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
welcome back, everybody. High Fidelity coming to you half court right here. Courtside, Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines, alongside Brent Dowd. I'm Jamie Brockman. Joe Millage back at the KIIC studios on the square there, downtown Albia. Halftime score, Oskaloosa 25 and Waverly Show Rock 17. Our halftime show is brought to you by the Penn Central Eye Clinic. Dr. Jim Ellis at Penn Central Eye Clinic in Oskaloosa. You can check him out online, eyecarepartnerspc.com. 25-17, Oskaloosa leads at the break, Brent. And, you know, hey, other than free throws, Oskaloosa seems to be doing a lot of good things here in this first half.
Yeah, absolutely. I felt like we stepped on the court with the same confidence we left with shooting. Xavier definitely did. He hit that big shot. Tucker hit that big shot between the legs. Very impressive play. And we established a low post presence right away against that their small lineup. You could tell that was an emphasis by Coach Parker coming into the game. We got away from it a little bit, and it showed, but I guarantee you they're going to be in there at the locker room talking about it.
Absolutely. Well, Waverly Selrock made a couple runs at us there, but then we were able to, find a big bucket, whether it was Henry or Foster or Cruz. We always seem to stop the momentum and get it back on our side.
Yeah, you bet. And they went to a little bit of a press, and that allowed us to push the ball up court and get some easy buckets, too. Like you said, we're shooting like 67% or 60%.
We were. It's dropped a little bit with a couple missed shots there right before the half. But we'll go through those in just a moment. Again, your halftime score is Oskaloosa 25 and Waverly Shellrock 17. On the line, winner goes to the 3A state championship game Friday night, 6:30 here at the Well. And they're going to play number 4 seed Glenwood, as Glenwood knocked off number 1 seed Cedar Rapids Xavier in the semifinal game prior to this game. Loser will come back tomorrow morning at 10:30 in the 3A Constellation and face number 1 seed Cedar Rapids Xavier. All right, let's go through some of the first half numbers here. Shooting-wise, wow, Oskaloosa was in the mid-60% range with just about a minute to go in the half. And at halftime, they're shooting 59%. On 10 of 17 from the field. And again, a lot of those, Brett, down low in the paint, just like you want to see.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to shoot a high percentage when we have such a height advantage. If we keep pressing the ball to the paint, we don't really score on post-ups, but we scored on post-ups that led to something else.
Three-point-wise, Oskaloosa 2 for 4, 50%. Free throws, not good. 3 of 11. For 27%. So there's a good and a bad to that. The good is we're getting to the free throw line a lot, 11 times in the first half. The bad part of it is we left 8 points. 8 points we should have, we didn't get because we couldn't hit the free throws.
And, you know, if you want to look at it glass half full, we're used to that. And maybe not 27%, but our squad has not shot well from the free throw line all year. Yep. We usually shoot around, 60%. So that shouldn't faze us too much. We need to step up the line with confidence, though. It's easier said than done.
Yep.
But as soon as one guy starts getting on the go, then maybe that will trickle down to everybody else.
Waverly Shellrock is really struggling shooting the basketball. They're just 8 for 23 in the first half, 35%. They're only 1 of 7 from long range, and they have not been to the free throw line yet in this ballgame. Turnovers, Waverly Shellrock with 5 turnovers, Oskaloosa with 4. Rebounds, Oskaloosa with a slight advantage there, 16 to 12. 7 offensive rebounds for Oskaloosa.
Yeah,
I like to see that. Yep, I like that. Now we look at some of the individual numbers for Waverly Shellrock. They're led by Luke Velke with 7 points, 6 for Jacob Bay off the bench, 2 points each for Braden Holmquist and Messiah Newsom. I like the big guy only showing 2 points at halftime. And he's 1 of 6 from the field.
And we discussed that. You know, there are a few guys on the court during that first half. You could tell that they don't have the confidence, or they know that in that situation they want to get the ball in someone else's hands. So I'm sure the coaches are going to talk about that at halftime, too, and realize that we need to make sure we find shooters.
For Oskaloosa, they're led by Xavier Foster at the half. 9 points. He is 4 of 4 from the field and 1 of 1 from long range. His only miss came at the free throw line. He's 0 for 1 there. 8 points for Jared Cruz in the first half on 3 of 6 shooting. We've got 5 for Cole Henry, 3 for Spencer Tucker to round out the Oskaloosa scoring. Rebound-wise, Cruz has 4 rebounds, 3 rebounds for Foster, 2 each for Spencer Tucker and Tanner DeCock, and 1 rebound for Cole Henry. Also a couple rebounds for Tucker Nunnekovin in that first half of play. So those are your numbers. And the most important number, the one that's on the scoreboard, shows Oskaloosa with the lead, 25-17 over Waverly Shell Rock. All right, we're going to take a quick 30-second break, and we'll be right back ready for second half action. Two quarters to go to get to the championship for the Oskaloosa Indians. Don't go away.